769. Hey, my husband is trying to look for the spare key. I thought he had it, and apparently he doesn't. So I'm trying to figure out what to do right now. I probably will call just my insurance to see if anybody can go over there and help her out with the car.
Okay, copy that. Well, so here's the thing. The operator that has your car, she locked all her stuff inside of it, so she doesn't even have a phone. So she is standing by at the Plaid Pantry cashier with their phone. So the way this is kind of looking at this point is you're probably going to have to stay on that until Beaverton Transit. Is that going to be okay with you?
I am the company right now, so let me talk to them and see if they can get her some help, and I'll drive it all the way to Beaverton. I have to put it back in Merlot if I have to, but, yeah, but, sorry.
No, it's okay, and like I told your relief operator, you know, we're all human, and just do the best you can. I'm just making sure that you're going to be able to drive that bus all the way to Beaverton in service, because sounds like it's going to take at least that long for us to resolve this.
Can you repeat that? Sorry, I didn't hear.
Are you going to be able to drive that bus all the way to Beaverton Transit Center in service?
I don't think I have a choice. I'll just go ahead and do it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I just don't see how we're going to get it resolved in time for her to get from where she's at to anywhere else. So, yeah, go ahead and continue making your arrangements. We'll get her into that car, and she'll meet you at Beaverton. That's probably how it's going to work out.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
All right, thank you. 955.